Okay, now we're going to go on to the next topic regarding time. And this is related to the flow of time and your being anchored in time. Now, this is very different from what we're going to be talking about over the weekend, but it does have a piece of it because we're going to be talking about the initial marker for you in time. And let me start with a story. There was a lady that I was working with who is a high-level implementer, meaning that you could tell her something that she needed to do for growth or for spiritual healing or whatever, you fill in the blank, and she would do it. She would implement it. And so she had done a lot of work with deliverance, inner healing, breaking off spiritual curses, all this kind of stuff. Yet she was having these reoccurring problems of things that she had dealt with that wouldn't really go away. And we had looked under just about every rock we could possibly think of. And so we had this dynamic of these things are not going away, even though we've done everything that we know to do, some of it three or four times. And then alongside of it, we also had this other dynamic that she did not feel like she fit in her family, that she really belonged. And she also had a kind of anxiety in her all the time about time itself. Like her spirit was never really at rest about time. She always had to have a watch. She always had to know what was going on. She could never really feel like she could relax, but time was always something that sort of was agitating to her, just existing, I guess you could say. And so we were asking God, how are these things related and what do we do about it? And God gave us a picture of a birth certificate, and the birth certificate had her name. But it was very strange because it did not have a time or date of birth. So it was essentially blank in terms of when, what time, and what day she was actually born. So we took that to the Lord and said, what does that mean? Clearly you're showing us something, and clearly there's a problem because this birth certificate is not complete. And what he showed us is that what that picture was an example of what was going on in the spiritual realm, that in the spiritual realm, there was not a marker in time to say this is the beginning of her existence. So you have time flowing. You think of it as a continuum. You have the flow of all of human history, and then you have the flow of our individual timelines. And I believe that God was showing us that there is a spiritual marker that is set in time that says this is when your life began. Now imagine how important that is when you're doing inner healing or deliverance or whatever, because what do you tell things like deliverance, generational deliverance? You say, I repent and I renounce and I break off whatever it is that happened and it's no longer allowed to affect me. So essentially what you're doing is you're saying these things that are in the past are no longer allowed to affect me in the present or in the future. But spiritually, I think there has to be a retaining wall that says this is when you began. So that the things that you're breaking off and saying are no longer allowed to affect you, essentially stop at that wall. Does that make sense? And therefore, from this point forward, they're no longer allowed to have an effect on you because of the work that you've done. Well, if you don't have that spiritual marker there, then things can get very slippery and start to move around. They're not being held behind that marker. And we discovered, as we worked through this process with her, that that's exactly what was happening. The things that she had dealt with that kept coming back were coming back because there was not a clear marker in the spiritual realm that said this is when she began to exist, so to speak. That was also why she was so uncomfortable about time, so agitated, so ill at ease, because her spirit didn't have a sense of where it came into the flow of human history, and that her life began at this point, and that it's going forward from there. So time was very nebulous, undefined, very uncertain to her, because there was no definition of her life. Is that making sense? Okay, so I'm going to walk through you what the process that we walked through so that you know how to do this. But basically, there's not that imprint at the beginning of your life saying that this is before your life and then this is after You know, this is your life, and then this is the end of your life. And we need that imprint to be there, not only for dealing with generational stuff, but also for your life to be anchored and grounded in divine time, in the time that God has given for you. You need to have that imprint that shows the beginning. So let me just list for you some of the possible implications that we see when this is present. As I mentioned, the generational deliverance didn't seem to stick. Another thing that we found is that she was experiencing pain in her body that she could not find the source of. And again, we had tried a lot of different things. And so we started exploring maybe the history. Was there history of pain? I think it was in her knee and in her back. Was there history of that in her family? What was her mom or grandma or whatever? And we found that, yes, there was a history of it. And so we used this principle and said, okay, what if the pain and the ailments from the past have come into the present, even though they don't belong there, because there's not that marker? So we said, okay, this pain and stuff that she has now in the present is not hers. It belongs in the past. It was lived in a past lifetime, and it does not belong in the present. Therefore, it has to go back to the past where it belongs in a lifetime that actually is already over because these people were no longer alive. And we said that those things had to go back to the past where they belonged and were no longer allowed to come into the present or cross that barrier that we had put in place. And I think even before the phone call was ended, she already was experiencing a reduction in pain. And the constant knee and back pain that she was having for most of her life has gone, it's left. And she commented to me that she's been able to do things that she never was able to do because of that pain being there all the time. So it had creeped across the boundaries, so to speak, and mingled with the present, even though it belonged in the past, and we had to send it back there. So that's another area that you can explore if you're having those kinds of things happening, that you might need to ask God to establish this marker that isn't there. Another implication or possible effect is that you don't feel like you have a solid place in your family, like you don't have a place or you aren't supposed to be there or your time is off. You know, you weren't supposed to be born at this time, or you don't feel like you actually fit into the family, because it goes back to the fact that your very existence doesn't feel solid to you. You may have a hypersensitivity to time because your spirit can't find a place of peace. It doesn't have that spiritual marker to relate to, so to speak. And maybe you feel like you're always off on your timing. That may be another thing that you can trace back to this. So what would be the prayer strategy for you to change these dynamics? If any of this sounds familiar to you, or if there's anybody that you have worked with that has something similar. And by the way, there have been 3 or 4 other people that I have talked to have actually come up to me and said, yeah, my birth certificate was wrong too. So I don't know how often there are mistakes on birth certificates, but if you have one that was wrong for some reason, you might consider it being a physical representation of a spiritual dynamic. Now, our understanding of why this marker doesn't get placed the way it's supposed to is because of a lack of celebration or even toxicity surrounding your conception and your birth. I'm not entirely sure if it's specifically the point of conception or specifically the point of birth, but just that whole package of your spirit coming into the flow of human history, and then your body, the whole of you, coming into the visible flow of human history when you're born. If there was a lack of celebration, if there was an indifference, if there was even toxicity of some kind that surrounded either of those things, then you may want to consider the possibility that that spiritual imprint was not placed there properly. There was one person that I worked with in this scenario who was born, and she was wanted, but she was born, and shortly afterwards her mother died. while the baby, I believe, was still in the hospital. And so there was this immense grief that was surrounding her birth. The time that was supposed to be celebrated of her coming into the world was now a time of loss and a time of grief. And her father never recovered. And there was even, you know, a sense that it was her fault that her birth caused her mother's death. And so there was no sense of that marker having been placed for her because of that scenario. Now, the wonderful thing about God is that he is outside of time. He created it. He is not limited to it like we are. So even though you are whatever many years of your age now, we can still ask God to go back and retroactively imprint time at the place at which he desired it to be. Now, I am very, very particular in giving him the freedom to put that spiritual imprint or marker or anchor where he knows is the right place for it to be. Because there are many things that we can do as humans to sort of mess with the timeline. I mean, we can even determine when we can schedule births. You know, we can say, because it's convenient to the doctor and the mother and whoever else, the baby's going to be born on this day. We're going to do a C-section or whatever. And I'm not saying that God is not in control and that God may have arranged it that way and the baby was still born the day that they were supposed to be. But I believe it is the wisest approach for us to take to say, place that anchor on my timeline where it belongs. And if you were a birth that was delayed or pushed forward for any particular reason, you might still considering asking God to put that marker where he wanted it to be so that it is in alignment with his divine time, so that your timeline begins in time where he wanted it, not before, not after. So we can go back and retroactively ask God to establish that imprint. We ask him to go back to our time of birth. Depending on the circumstances of your birth, you might need to do some healing. There might need to be some repentance. There might need to be some forgiveness. If it was a particularly toxic situation, I mean, there are people who are born into occult situations where their birth itself was surrounded in high level of darkness, and they have to go back and unwind all of that. So wherever your birth is on the spectrum, ask him to go back, do whatever healing or work might need to be done. Ask for the cleansing of his blood to cover the human brokenness that was involved. If there was a lack of celebration, or if you weren't wanted, or if there was something more toxic than that even, to ask him to cleanse that situation. Same with conception, and that may be particularly true with people who were conceived illegitimately, to go back and to ask God to establish that marker so that the stain of the illegitimacy is removed and your entrance of your spirit into human history is cleansed, is whole, is pure again. And then we celebrate, celebrating the goodness of God's original design, that you as a person, you were made by him, you were designed by him, you were loved, you were rejoiced over, it was right for you to exist. Make some proclamations about the fact that God is the God of all time and history, and the fact that you exist now is the right thing, regardless of what people around you may have thought or maybe even still think. One of the things that I really enjoy doing is asking God to show them how heaven celebrated when they were born. So even if nobody on earth did, even if it was toxic, even if it was in the negative numbers, heaven still celebrated. And for your spirit to be able to experience some of that celebration that happened, for you to be able to feel God's joy over you and how the angels sang and how he was excited about the life that you were going to be living and how he was going to walk you through that life. After you have done kind of the cleansing and the celebrating, then ask him to align your time with his and to establish that spiritual beginning point in your time. And essentially to line up the rest of your time with it so that all of the life you've already lived and all of the life that you're going to be living is now lined up with his divine time, beginning at that marker that he placed in the timeline. It was really interesting. The lady that I shared that we had the birth certificate picture with, after we prayed all of this, she said that her spirit felt like a computer. You know, you can hear the hard drive running in a computer. It felt like that hard drive had been spinning all her life and it finally stopped. Like her spirit finally found peace. It rested. It wasn't agitated anymore. It was settled about who she was, that her existence and the point of her beginning was established. You might make an amendment to all of the deliverance and inner healing work that you've done up to this point and just say, oh, by the way, all of the work that I have done, you are going to reestablish the fact that it must stay behind that new spiritual marker that God just placed there. So you don't have to go through all of it again. Just sort of make a proclamation that all of the work you've done in both deliverance and inner healing has to acknowledge the existence of this new spiritual marker. So just to summarize this particular piece, we have the necessity of that marker that shows the beginning of our existence. It can become distorted, it can be missing completely, depending on the circumstances surrounding the beginning of your existence. And that has an effect in terms of deliverance, inner healing, your sense of time, your sense of your own existence, whether you belong in this time, whether you have a place in this time. Those sort of things can be affected by this marker, whether or not it's there. And the strategy is to go back and to deal with anything that might be present that needs to be dealt with in terms of healing or forgiveness, and then ask God to establish that marker where he wants it to be, or maybe to move the marker. If you feel like it was placed, if somehow there was a marker, but it's not in alignment with his time, then ask him to either replace or remove the old one, destroy it, and place it where it's supposed to be according to his divine time, so that the rest of your time flowing forward will be in alignment with his timeline. If you're off at the beginning, you have to work pretty hard to stay aligned in the rest of the process.